The Dally McCarthy Show is sponsored by Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Check out orthocenters.org or give them a call for a free consultation at 630-848-6960. That's 630-848-6960. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for our community. Check them out at www.napervilleparks.org or give them a call and get that fall program guide. It'll be coming out soon. It's coming, folks. It is coming. We're halfway through the summer. Can you believe it? Give them a call and get that program at 630-848-5000. Bricconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Bricconi's is a small business that is family-owned and operated, and they have some darn good pizza, let me tell you. Give them a call and order a pizza today. 630-717-9530 is their north location. Their south location is 630-369-4922. And those locations are in Naperville, folks. Or you can check them out online at www.bricconis.com. DuPage Credit Union. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. Check out DuPageCU.com. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years. They provide security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, or you can give them a call at 630-885-7055. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. www.firstcommand.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org for lots of fun activities happening in the heart of Naperville at Naper Settlement. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride in class at 877-GetLimo.com. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, spray tanning and light therapy. They have all the answers to your sunless questions. Check them out at DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com. And they also have a Facebook page. Check that out. Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offering guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing our guests to unwind, untie, and uncork. Check out sullivanssteak.com. And finally, the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel.
It's the Dally McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Good day to everybody. Welcome to the Dally McCarthy Show on Blog Talk Internet Radio, on Slam Internet Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago and WCKG. This show airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10 here on Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Dally McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show. That's what I like to call it, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. We try to do that. We try to laugh here. We have a lot of fun with that. Hey, what good things have been happening in your life? You know, I always talk about good things. I like to pass on good things. I like to share good things. And last night, I took my kids. I found out about this place on Facebook. Someone had posted a picture of a beautiful farm. And I was like, wow, where is this? Somewhere out in Iowa? It actually is only a half an hour from my house. Thrilled that the very next week, which ended up being yesterday, which is, if you're listening, on Friday, was 2 days ago, sometimes the show airs on Friday afternoons. But we went last night, and that was a Wednesday night. Gee, why do I always have to clarify all this? You know, why can't we just be live everywhere? But the place is called Heritage Prairie Farm in Elburn. You got to check it out. If you love farms, but you don't like to drive out to the country or you don't want a long drive anyway, this place is heaven on earth. That's how I can describe it because, I mean, farms do that to me. They're very calming to me and peaceful to me. And this one, as far as I can see, really, you see corn fields all around the farm and beautiful barn, silo. Of course, they have a little store. And in that store last night, it was pizza night at the Heritage Prairie Farm. So we got a pizza, sat out there next to the cornfield, eating our pizza. Thank God there were no bugs. So we really had a nice time. It was just my son, Jimmy, my eldest, and my two younger ones, Caitlin and Molly, the two middle gals, Shelly and Rachel. They were off at camp, so I'm missing them this week. Last month they went on a mission trip to Oklahoma and built homes with Habitat for Humanity. And this trip is, you know, Covenant Harbor camp up in Lake Geneva. They've been going since they were in kindergarten. Kindergarten, but then they did their first overnight. Shelly was in second grade. Shelly was in second grade, and Rachel was in kindergarten, the summer after, I should say, after kindergarten. And they went to a week away camp. They wanted to go. They begged me to go, and I thought, oh, my God, you're too young. But they did great, and they've been going every year since. So I'm really excited for them. The weather has been great this week. Years past, there's been some rainy weeks, so camp wasn't as much fun. So we have been blessed with this great weather here in the Chicagoland area. And it was perfect for last weekend. So I'm missing you, Shelly and Rachel. So when you hear this show, you know I was missing you. It was perfect last weekend for Ribfest in Naperville. And it's going to be another great weekend this weekend for Kinky Valley Barbecue Fest. As I've mentioned many times on this show, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a major sponsor for the Kankakee Valley Barbecue Fest. I'm pretty excited because Friday night, tomorrow night, or tomorrow late afternoon, I should say, the man, Vanilla Ice, I'm going to be able to interview him on camera. So I'm pretty excited about that. After his sound check on stage, I get to interview him on camera. So that'll be a blast. I'm looking forward to that. It's too bad. He really couldn't fit it into his schedule. He was supposed to call last week. Do you remember listening to the show? And I'm like, yeah, Vanilla Ice is going to call. And I'm playing his music. We're just waiting for him. But he was in the rolling hills of Iowa amongst the Amish. He was in Amish. Not Iowa. Ohio. Take that back. Ohio with the Amish. And he couldn't find cell towers or any sort of cell connection. He couldn't get it through, so he tried, but I appreciate it, Vanilla. I really do appreciate it. But he will be featured on my social media, and you'll see that Friday evening. It should be up, something like that. We'll figure it out. And then Saturday night, whoa, it's a big country night there in Kankakee. We're going to have, John Party. He's been on the show a couple times, big country singer John Party. He sings Up All Night. If you haven't heard any of his music, download Up All Night. Great, fun tune. Joe Diffie. He's been on the show before. And Dustin Lynch. He's going to be on the show today a little later in the program. So we're looking forward to talking to Dustin Lynch. I already got some emails and some Facebook messages to all you gals that I mentioned on Facebook. He's going to be on this show. They're all going crazy. He is a hottie. Apparently, a girlfriend of mine that I went to grade school with just messaged me, too. Apparently, her cousin went to school with Dustin Lynch and said he was a hottie back then. And he's available, ladies. But guess what? He tours 24/7. He tours, like, 252 days out of the year. And he tells me he doesn't have a girlfriend and he doesn't date. He can't remember the last time he was on a date. But we're going to hear that interview. I interviewed him a couple of days ago, and I had to record it. So I'm going to play it in this show for you to hear. But, and I guess you'll have to stay tuned and find out what makes Dustin Lynch cry. You'll have to stay tuned for that. All right. Lots of new things happening in my life. I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys before, but I am starting a new show. Maybe I don't think I ever have mentioned it. We're starting a new show here at Dot Productions. We have the Dolly McCarthy Show, and now we're going to, you know how much I talk about sports, and I love sports, but I'm no expert, but I sure have a lot of opinions about it, don't I? And you know I love to brag about my Cubs. Well, really, I'm more bragging about Wrigley Field than I am about the Cubs these days, but, yeah, you know, when I love to talk about my Bears, so, you know, I thought, well, why not start a sports talk show? So, guess what? Guess what's happening, folks? We are having a sports talk with not just me. And this name comes before my name, first of all. Let me clarify, because this guy is an expert on sports, and he is well-known in the Chicago area, well-respected, and I respect him, and I think he's a great guy, and I'm so thrilled. We're going to have a blast together doing this. But Jeff Blanzy, the Sports Talk with Jeff and Dolly. Isn't that an amazing title? And Jeff Blanzy is on the phone right now. He's got something to say about this. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you? You know what? Here's the thing. Only the fact that I'm up this early is for two, well, one reason. I'm on the golf course at this
hour.
Are
you really?
Or no, I'm not. I'm not. But to be up this early, because my head is usually on the pillow at this hour. So for you to be able to get me up, when you told me to talk about sports, I'm in. I'm all in. And I think we're going to have a blast. We're going to have an absolute blast. The fact that you hate the Sox and love the Cubs.
Oh, wait.
And I I'm not a big Cubs fan, and you're not a big Sox fan. Right there alone will make for a great show. So I can't wait.
We definitely are going to have a lot of fun with this one. That's for sure. Okay, just for clarification, I don't hate the Sox, but you know, everyone knows on the show how much I love my Cubbies. But
well, hey,
I did cheer on the Sox.
Hate's a strong word, so I won't use hate. I'll just say
okay. You
like the north side better than the south side. Is that fair?
Yes, that's very fair. So
okay, we'll leave it at that.
So Jeff and I, we now have a new office space for this show. We have to, should we tell people where our office is, Jeff?
Go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
Plan the show.
A lot of people have been to the office.
The office. It was not the office in St. Charles, that bar there, but we go to the Lantern and we have our planning meetings. We use the napkins and we write notes on the napkins, and we just love our waitress, Chris, over there. Our very polite, sweet waitress, Chris. Hey, if you've ever been to the Lantern, you know Chris. If you don't know her, you know of her or you know about her. So if you've never been to Lantern, go in there and ask for Chris, and she will tell it like it is. I love her. She's hilarious. But, yeah, that's where we've been meeting. We're having a good time with this. And we still have to figure out our launch date. I think it's going to be next week. Right, Jeff? Right?
Yeah, sure. Yes. I'm ready. I'm ready. maybe I should ask you a question before we start this off. How much do you actually know about sports? Are you really into it, or are you just on the surface?
Let me tell you this. I'm a number one sports fan in Chicago. That's about
okay.
it. I'm a fan. So Jeff is the brains behind the show, but I'm just going to put in my two cents here and there. I'll just be, you know, and I'm looking forward to all those locker room interviews. I'm kidding. Oh, my God.
No, you are. You are. You are definitely looking forward to the I can't even imagine you being in the Bears locker room after games, in the Cubs locker room after the Sox and the Bulls or the I can't even imagine you being
well,
in there. But,
what advice would you give me? What advice would you give me? Should I wear sunglasses when I'm in the locker room?
No, my eyes can wander if I want. No, my advice that I give you: don't look down.
Okay. No. Yeah. Okay. Well, what about the sunglasses? What about the sunglasses? No, the guys, they're dressed, aren't they, in the locker room when they talk to the reporters?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'm just joking. Yes, they are. So it'll be fine.
I'm glad, though. I just in case, though, I'm not looking down. But I wonder if they'd let me in with sunglasses, one of those Ditka sunglasses.
Well, they would probably why you have sunglasses on.
So that I can have that wandering eye. No, I'm kidding. I sound like such a pervert. Are girls perverts? Can girls be perverts? No.
Absolutely.
Let's not go there. We're just going to go wherever the sports talk leads us. It's kind of like a sports show about nothing. You know, like that Seinfeld episode about nothing? This is you know, I remember they were creating a show about nothing? This is kind of like that, although Jeff's going to kill me. Jeff is so well-respected in the sports world. This is the last thing he wants to hear. A sports show about nothing. No, we're really just going to have a lot of fun. But, yeah, we're definitely going to be talking sports and get serious about some things. I mean, this week we were jotting down on the napkin at the Lantern some topics to talk about. Do you remember those topics, Jeff? Do you remember our little exercise on topics we were going to talk about? We really are going to talk about more than just the sports players in the locker room.
Yes, yes. And we want your listeners, our listeners, to call in and be a part of it and help us out and give us things that, you know, they want to talk about as well. So that listeners are a big part of the show.
Absolutely. That's going to be a huge part of the show. That's where Jeff and I are going to agree. At least that. We agree on that, right? We agree to disagree. And
yes. Everything else we will agree. Everything else will be agreed on to disagree.
Well, one thing about Jeff that you may not know about, he is the official radio. You're a radio announcer for the DePaul Blue Demons, right? Basketball team. So what else are you doing?
That is correct.
Besides that and playing golf, what else do you do in your free time?
Well, I also run a. I also teach young kids how to play the game of basketball because that's what I did throughout my entire life. I teach and train kids at a facility called Supreme Courts, and I'm over there quite a bit. I love doing that. I love giving back my time to a sport that was so good to me throughout my entire life, and I do that. And I also have a company out in Arizona that keeps me busy, the medical company that I'm also busy with out there. So I got a lot of things going on. I got my, you know, the irons in the fire, and now you've come along and said, "Hey, let's do a sports talk show," and I'm really, really excited about doing this with you because I think we are going to have an absolute blast.
Whoa, yes, I couldn't agree more, for sure. You know, when Jeff and I first met, how many years ago was it, Jeff? Like 6, 7? No, maybe longer. 10 years ago, we were playing basketball together. We met on the basketball court. How apropos. Mr. Basketball
We did. It was a fundraiser. It was a fundraiser at a school, and I'll never forget what Dolly was on my team, and she wasn't taking it serious, and I was just getting so upset with her. I was like, "Dolly, you either going to play basketball and do this serious, or get your butt off the court." And you go, "Come on, Jeff, let's just have fun. Let's just do this." I'm like, "Dolly." And I couldn't talk you out of it. Y'all, you had a lot of fun, but I took it serious.
It was hard to be serious when you're playing with the Blues Brothers and who are we playing with from the Bears? I mean, they wanted it to be like a mock funny game. And Jeff Blanzy and you, a couple other guys, you guys were so serious about it. But then the organizers were like, just have fun out there, goof around. And they had the Blues Brothers out there, you know, playing with us. And someone from the Bears. I can't remember who it was.
It was a lineman. I can't remember who it was. He's no longer with the team.
And he was a big guy too, and he looked awkward on the court playing basketball. Especially next, everybody looked awkward next to you, Jeff. You were blowing everybody away. and finally, I got to the point where I give up. I'm taking my pink tennies out of the court. I'm done. And then it was the whole like. It was another team. It was a whole other team versus Jeff Blanzy at one point. And Jeff killed me. And what that to do with sports?
Hey, the bottom line is we had fun, and that night we had fun, and we are. That's the way our show is going to be. We are just going to have a lot of fun, and it's going to be good. I can't wait.
We already got people calling in to chime in on this sports talk show. But you know what? I have to say goodbye because I have my next interview waiting. But I love talking to you, Jeff, and we're going to have a blast talking sports. Thanks for calling in. And stay tuned, everybody, for Sports Talk with Jeff and Dolly.
Can't wait.
Are
Take care.
Have on that title?
we'll see you later.
We're still massage. All right, bye, Jeff.
Okay, bye.
Out there on the golf course if you can get out there today.
Thanks. We'll see ya.
Gotta love that Jeff Lanzi. Yeah, we're going to have so much fun on the show for sure with that. So stay tuned for Sports Talk with Jeff and Dolly. It's probably going to follow this show weekly, and it's an hour-long sports show, and we're going to just bring you the facts on sports and give you our take, and we'd love to hear your comments and feel free to write in. We'll figure out a Facebook page. We're getting it all going, so something to look forward to, that's for sure. Okay, well, I promised you we would bring you Dustin Lynch's interview, and here it is. But first, I gotta go to a commercial.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Pickup truck, 10 pounds of sugar in a 5 pound sack, a Hollywood looker and a John Deere cap. I go fast, she hollers fast. She's the first one with a hayloft ladder. A girl like that's what a country boy's after. She cranks, she cranks, she cranks the tractor. She cranks, she cranks, she cranks the tractor.
Hey everybody, that's Dustin Lynch, and we do have the man today on the show, Dustin Lynch, joining the Dolly McCarthy Show for the very first time. Hey there, Dustin.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you? Are you, you're coming out this weekend for Kankakee Barbecue Festival, big festival brought to you by our friends at Pepsi, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a major sponsor. We're so thrilled to be there, and I'm really looking forward to your night. Saturday night is a big country night. John Party will be there. Joe Diffie, we talked to him last week, the week before John Party. Now we've got Dustin Lynch. And you'll be on at 10 o'clock that night. Big country night next, this Saturday coming up. You ready for it?
We're going to have a big old party.
I think it's going to be pretty epic with this lineup here.
Have you been before? Do you know what's up?
Kankakee Barbecue Festival. This is the second year. I missed the first year. So great things about it. I heard amazing things about it, and I said, I'm getting on this train, and it's going to be a blast. So, all right, well, you've got, for our listeners, all of us know, you've got that big signature straw hat. You really rock that cowboy hat, by the way, let me tell you.
thank you.
I don't know how you missed that top 10 country singers that rock the cowboy hat. How did you miss being on that list?
I have no idea. You know what? Those lists are funny. Those are one of those things I really don't pay attention to. But you take them, you take the accolades when they come, and if you don't get in there, oh well.
Well, and you've got a lot of accolades, so congratulations on your brand new single, Where It's At, and then it's going to be released, your sophomore album, September 9th,
yes.
Where It's At.
That's right.
Well, how did
I'm
you come
excited,
up with that title?
To have new music out it's going to be an incredible ride. It's so much fun to have, songs that I'm just itching for people to hear. And we're going to play, actually, some new music this Saturday. We'll play a couple of new songs off this album that no one's heard. And, it's like waiting on Christmas for me. September 9th's like Christmas Day. I can't wait for people to hear this new stuff.
Well, Where It's At, that is the perfect summertime song. So I'm imagining we will definitely hear that one.
No doubt. You definitely hear Where It's At. I can promise you that.
And what about the She Cranks My Tractor? We love that song. We're going to be hearing that
She Cranks My Tractor. We'll play too. That's my goofy song of the bunch. We wrote that song years ago as kind of a joke, and it took on a life of its own.
I love that line. That's what a country boy's after. So, what is a country boy really after? You're from the country.
I'm not sure what every country boy's after. I know what I'm after, and I'm after a girl that makes me laugh, and I can have fun with and be myself around. That's always what I'm after.
Well, you brought up the girl and this whole subject, so I have to ask you too. How is dating? I know you're touring a lot. Are you dating anybody? You still single? How's that love life going for you?
Oh, it's non-existent. No, I'm gone so much. It's just impossible to be in a relationship right now, which is okay. I learned the hard way when I first started doing radio tour a few years back. I was in a relationship there for a minute and realized real quick, this is not going to work. You're just too busy. You're gone too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the road 312 days last year. So to try and be with somebody when you're home less than a month or almost a month, I guess is just kind of pointless.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you really are touring a lot. Do you ever get a day off? And what do you do on your days off?
I actually have a day off right now. This is my day off. What to do with myself on a day off. Honestly, I get kind of stir crazy. I'll end up going in probably to Music Row today and working it to some sort of extent. So I'm trying to convince myself just to go furniture shopping. I need a new couch, and a new coffee table for my living room. So I'm hoping I can knock that out today. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you on your day off furniture shopping. Small town. What's the name of the town you grew up in?
I grew up in Tullahoma, Tennessee, which is about an hour south of Nashville. It's a great city. That we have like three lakes that surround Tullahoma. So we're all about outdoors, being on the water, being out in the woods. It was a great childhood.
And when you were growing up, did you take guitar lessons? Did you teach yourself guitar? How did music enter into your life?
I did not. No, I honestly taught myself. I've never had a guitar lesson or a voice lesson. It's just something that I learned on my own. Just trying to be. My mom tells me I went from wanting to be Batman one year to Garth Brooks the next. So I think he's the reason he really is the reason I stole my dad's guitar and started beating on it and trying to figure out how to play it. That's frustrating for a little guy to be learning something like that. But I think that's why. That's why I fell in love with it. It's because, each day you get a little bit better at it, and I'm still getting better at every playing, writing songs, singing. Each day, you get a little bit better, and that's what's exciting about doing this.
Where do you get your inspiration for writing your songs and your songwriting?
I pull from, real-life situations and relationships I've been in or people because of my lack of love life. I don't want to write about that. I kind of look at other people's lives, my band guys. Close friends and look at their situations, look at their relationships and take angles, things they're experiencing. If I've not experienced, I've seen somebody go through it. And, if you can write a song that about an emotion that personally I connect with, I usually somebody else has experienced the same thing. We all feel the same emotions. And so that's what songs are. It's about evoking those emotions.
For sure. That is definitely for sure. So, I've heard on several interviews that I've looked at with you, you always mention Garth Brooks. So I get that he is definitely your country music idol. Have you ever met Garth, or do you have any plans? Is he, I know he's about to announce a tour again, that he's touring again. Any hopes to jump on board that tour? I know you just came off
no,
a tour with Keith Urban.
Yeah, absolutely hopes to jump on the Garth tour. What a dream come true that would be. I have met Garth. I've met him a couple times, and, you know, the first time I met him, I drilled him with a few questions, which, you know, was awesome. He's a very sweet guy. I think the last time I saw him was in April. But, yeah, I'm so excited as a fan. I'm so excited just for him to be out making music again. That's going to be a really big deal for the country world. So maybe one of these days he'll invite me out to be part of his tour. That would be a life-changing thing.
Well, I would hope that for you. That would be just awesome. Let's keep our fingers crossed when you come rolling around into Chicago. Maybe, I don't know where Garth's going to play. I imagine Wrigley Field. I was there last summer. Saw Jason Aldean coming up. We're going to see Blake Shelton at Wrigley. And I heard, did I hear correctly, that your first baseball game ever was at Wrigley Field recently, not too
it
far?
It was. They were playing the Dodgers. It was last summer. And we didn't get there until, I think, the bottom of the sixth, because we rolled into town late. But I had tickets waiting on me, so we ran as fast as we could, got in a cab, got there, and had a great time. You know, that was, what a ballpark. I can't wait to go back to Wrigley.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. I think you're on track to one day sell out the place. You are an amazing artist. Loving your
music.
Really, really excited about your sophomore album coming out and hearing some of the tunes this Saturday night at Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Fest. That's Saturday night, July 12th, people. You can get gates at the door, but you can also go online and get those tickets. They're only $18. That is dirt cheap for Dustin Lynch coming on stage and seeing him. Then your buddy Joe Diffie and John Party will be there. Joe Diffie, is he one of those singer-songwriters that makes you cry? Did I hear that about you?
You know what? He does have a couple of songs it's Just Don't Come In is one of the songs that'll get you, man. But, you know, Joe Diffie, it's kind of bizarre that Joe is one of my opinion, one of the best singers we've had in country music. He still sings so good live. I'm going to be in the crowd fangirling over Joe Diffie when he's on stage, so be watching for me. Some of my favorite all-time country songs, you know, he's recorded and sang, so I'll be out there in the middle of everybody.
Yeah, Joe is definitely a legend. Now, when you were living in Tennessee, what prompted you to get up and move to Nashville at 18? Did you say, I want to be a country music singer?
I had this dream of wanting to write a song and record an album and hopefully hear it on the radio one day. That's really all it was. And I think I was just stubborn enough to go try it.
Really? And were you knocking on doors, playing? Did you play at the Bluebird? That's the legendary place
that was the one spot I knew to go was the Bluebird.
Yeah.
You know, and being 18, I couldn't get in the honky tonk, so the Bluebird was 18 and up, so I could get in there. And, you know, that's where songwriters go to hang out. That's where Garth Brooks went to hang out, which is probably the reason I went there first. But, you know, I would just go and all the time. I would go and watch songwriters play songs. And, you know, at the Bluebird, they tell the story and the inspiration behind the song. And you know, that helps a young upcoming songwriter to realize, okay, that inspired this. And then, you know, you look into your life and see if you have any moments that, you know, maybe spark a song idea or something you could write about. And so that's what I was doing. You know, I would go there and watch the songwriters and try and learn from them.
Have you met any country music singers back then in the day when you were 18, about, 10 years ago, and you all were just starting out and now they're just as big as you are now? Any of those you want to mention?
There are.
Name drop?
Yeah, John Party, matter of fact, is a guy that moved to town around when I did. Thomas Rhett, the Florida Georgia Line Boys, we all kind of came up.
Oh, my God.
Eric Paisley, we all kind of came up, you know, at the same time. It's really – it's a really neat thing that happens in Nashville. It's like you have a class you know, of artists, and they, you know, you go through the same, you know, we're all writing, doing, you know, open mic nights, and then, you know, then we all get a publishing deal at the same time, then we all get a record deal at the same time, and now we're having success at radio at the same time. So
wow,
it's neat to
see
how a group of guys rises, you know, girls rise like that.
What do you think about country music today? It doesn't seem like it's categorical like rock, and then there's country. Country seems to be more of a, like a there's a modern rock sound to it now. I guess they're calling it modern country, but what do you think about the evolution of country? Do you think it's still staying true to its roots?
I think it is. I think there's still those elements. You know, country's all about the, for me, it's all about the lyric and the lifestyle, you know, the brand of what it talks about. It's about the subject matter. You know, right now we have the, honestly, the, it's in a really good spot because with rock, mainstream rock really not being as prevalent as it used to be. I think that audience is searching for something to grab. You know, I think also pop, you know, as it evolves, you know, we get to cross over and grab some of those fans too. So I think I know we're getting a lot of new fans coming in and testing the waters and falling in love with the genre. So I think, you know, country music as a sound right now is in a really good spot. It's a really smart spot, you know, because we're growing so fast, and there's, you know, there's so many more music festivals. There's so many more headlining acts. You know, we're starting to have a little success over in Europe, and, you know, it's all because of being smart and you know, having some access to cross over and grab, you know, new fans. That's a great thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and I also what you said about the lyrics, it really is all about the lyrics, the fun lyrics, the storytelling, and it's so true to real life. Nothing like a good country song.
That's right.
So what do you want to be known for, Dustin, in the country music world? And then let's ask, I have to ask in life, what is it that that you strive and achieve for? You're working practically every single day of the year. What is your ultimate goal?
Well, you know, I'm just having so much fun. You know, there's definitely goals. I want to headline, you know, arenas and amphitheaters and possibly do some stadiums one day. That's the ultimate goal for me. But that's not why I work every day. Honestly, I just have fun doing it. It's honestly, and on top of that, it's a sickness. You know, it's something I'm addicted to. I'm addicted to writing songs. I'm addicted to recording and performing and, you know, definitely being on stage. That's a buzz and a high that once you get it, you can't get enough of it. And so that's really what drives me to be gone from, you know, home or family or whatever you have every day of the year. You know, in life, you know, a goal for me is you know, besides, you know, being the best I can be at, you know, my talent, my craft, is, you know, I think as a singer you have a platform to raise awareness for you know, certain charities, certain things you believe in. And you know, I think charitable work is definitely something that I'm already striving to do and will continue to.
Well, what are some things that you believe in? What charities are you involved in? Go ahead. Let's announce it to everybody.
Well, you know, I do a lot of work for St. Jude. We do a lot of shows.
Oh, yeah.
Probably does at least a dozen shows a year for St. Jude Children's Hospital. You know, that's really where I go, because once you visit the children's hospital and see the kids, you know, see the battles they're fighting, and on top of that, see the battles that parents and siblings are going through, is it's life changing. And you know, if we can go out and put on a show and raise money and awareness for something like that, that's easy for us. You know, it's the true heroes and folks that show up and give a little of their income to those kids and those families. That's a beautiful thing.
Well, that's so awesome that you're using your fame and fortune, if you will, for something, to benefit something, a charity that really is so worthy, like St. Jude's, for sure. Hey, when you're up on stage, for those of us that only can dream about being a country music singer, soon to be legend, you, and being a headliner, that's only a matter of time, for sure. What is it like when you're up there in front of thousands of fans? What's that feeling for you like? Do you pinch yourself?
Oh, gosh, it's the biggest adrenaline rush ever. and it's exciting. You know, everything is, it almost, it goes by in a flash. You don't, you know, by the time you get off stage, you don't hardly remember what you did or what you said. you know, you get kind of lost. I get lost in the music. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, I'm trying to sing, you know, the best I can. I'm trying to play my guitar the best I can. And on top of that, you got to make it look good, you know, and connect with everybody in the crowd. So there's a lot of things going on. It's a fun challenge.
Well, now when you were touring with Keith Urban, how long did you tour with him, and how did you like touring with him? I mean, did you learn anything from him?
Yeah, we were out on it's called the Light That Fuse Tour. We were out on the Light That Fuse Tour with Keith from Little Big Town for about 8 months. And I learned a lot from him. I watched the show every single night from the crowd, different points of view. And then, you know, behind, you know, more importantly, behind the, you pull back the curtain, and there's a village back there making that show happen. And, you know, to see all those moving parts and see how that works and see all that's managed was very, very eye-opening. And you know, it's something you got to experience firsthand so you know how to do it. You know, hopefully one day I'll have to choreograph a village of my own.
Well, you got a small village probably, and villages and villages of people and fans. We're just loving your music. Can't wait to see you Saturday night. You know, Kinky is not too far from Chicago, and this show is based in Chicago, but you can hear it anywhere in the world pretty much. We've got a few radio stations in Chicago that can hear this show, and we're on the internet. We've got listeners out in Italy, and so you're talking about Europe, your fans out there. So you're so close to Chicago this weekend. Any plans to go to a Cubs game or get some pizza or hot dogs? I mean, when you come around this area, what do you go for?
Oh, if we have time, we always try and sink into the local scene. I love experiencing, you know, what do the locals do? What restaurants do the folks that live here like? You know, what kind of bars do they like to go to? Yeah, if we can catch a baseball game, I'm absolutely there, no doubt about it.
Well, you're a good luck charm, that's for sure. So you definitely should come to Wrigley more often.
All right.
We don't need to
sounds
go.
Good.
We
good.
Need Dustin Lynch.
I love
it. It was great to talk to you, Dustin. Really looking forward to meeting you this weekend and hearing some more tunes and some of the songs on your sophomore album, Where It's At, coming out in September. But you can download Where It's At on iTunes, right? That's already out.
That's right.
For sure. Well, it was great to talk to you. Thanks so much. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you for having me on.
You're so welcome. Dustin Lynch, everybody.
The end of the road, between the water tower and the power lines. We're a cloud of dust. Once I get her buckled in my pickup truck, she's 10 pounds of sugar in a 5 pound sack, a Hollywood looker in a John Deere cap. I go fast, she hollers fast, she's the first one up the hayloft ladder. A girl like that's what a country boy's after. She cranks the tractor. She cranks the tractor. Burning the back road, sucking jet fuel from the radio. Cows and cornfields flying by. Gate locked off the fence, sneak past the barn with a riverbank. She's the best skinny dipper that you ever gonna find. She can hit the branch with a rowl every time. And I go fast, she hollers fast, she's the first one up the hayloft ladder. A girl like that's what a country boy's after. She cranks the tractor. She cranks the tractor. Sugar in a 5 pound sack.
she cranks, she cranks my tractor.
Valley Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014 featuring
38 Special, Vanilla Ice, Dustin Lynch,
Cranks, 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 Attack,
Joe Dippy,
Yes, Bob and Women Like About a Pickup Man,
and John Hardy.
July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Central Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kbpd.com.
Okay, we're back. You know, tomorrow night, can I tell you, we got Vanilla Ice on the show coming on. Who remembers this song? I think this is like the anthem of the 80s. I still like this song. Yeah, I do. I have
to. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something.
You know that Dustin Lynch, he is an awesome guy. Let me just tell you, he mentioned St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and let me tell you, there is a truckload of toys going to be heading down there, two big trucks in the next couple. The Knights of Labor are collecting new toys for St. Jude's Hospital, and this club will be riding alongside the truck that's going to be full of toys traveling to St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And you heard it from Dustin Lynch himself. He's a big fan of St. Jude and supporting that hospital. And we are, too, on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're so proud to be a part of the truckload of toys heading down to St. Jude. You can make a donation and drop it off at the International Union of Elevator Constructors. And that's at 5860 West 111th Street in Chicago Ridge, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 8 at night. And there's another location at Bull and Bear of Naperville, 22 East Chicago Avenue, Suite 107 in Naperville, and you can drop that off between 11 and 9 at night. For more information, call 708-907-7770 and gather up those toys. They're getting a head start on the Christmas, the holiday season. Truckload of toys. Check it out. For more information, call again or check out this number. It's 708-907-7770. Oh, here's the website, www.toyboxconnection.com for more information. Our next guest is coming up very soon. We are thrilled to have him. I am so thrilled to have him on the show. I met him at my old alma mater, Mother Guerin, which I've talked about on this show many times. Mother Guerin was my happy place in my teenage years. Believe it or not, I had a happy experience in high school. I don't know how that happened, but I really, really had a great high school experience. Some people talk about high school and they're like, glad that's behind me. But I would go back to high school. How many of you could say that? But anyway, all right, I digress here. Mother Guerin, now called Guerin Prep. Last month, I think, I know I mentioned this on the show, and I will humbly kind of embarrassed to say this, but, you know, they did give me the Distinguished Alum Award, which was such an honor and so shockingly, surprisingly handed down to me. And there's just this legacy of past recipients that I put on a pedestal, and I couldn't believe that they put me with them amongst that amazing group of alum. And but Guerin Prep, it's what it's called now, is not Mother Guerin, it's Guerin Prep, and it merged with Holy Cross High School. And that's Guerin Prep now. And they, so they had this distinguished award ceremony. They had a mass for the seniors and then the award ceremony. And they gave me the McManus Distinguished Alum Award. And then for the Holy, the guy side of it, the Holy Cross side of it, they had the Davenport Award, and that was for Distinguished Alum. And I was so, so thrilled to have met Tom Tuohy. And when I heard his story, I immediately knew we've got to share this. I got to share this with my listeners, and they've got to hear Tom's story. He's an author. He's an attorney. He's a social entrepreneur and the founder of Dreams for Kids. Dreams for Kids is a 25-year international youth empowerment organization, and Tom Tuohy has served as a special assistant attorney general of Illinois. He founded Tuohy Law Offices in 1982. And the story that he was telling us, he is the son of a single parent. And he founded Dreams for Kids back in 1989 at the urging of his mother. And this Dreams for Kids is basically works with the most isolated at-risk youth that that is out there, and it inspired him to create this youth service leadership curriculum that replaces charity with opportunity. So well, I want you all to welcome him to the show. Come on, I want to hear a loud applause. I wish I had a soundtrack. Tom Tuohy, we're so thrilled to have you on the show today.
Hey, thank you, Dolly. Thanks for having me.
Are you there? Oh, good. You are there.
Here.
Thanks. I saw you on hold for quite a while there. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Justin Lynch.
I did, and also Jeff Blanzy as well. That's my alma mater, DePaul, so it was great to hear Jeff as well.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
That has been fantastic. Well, congratulations again to you for being the Holy Cross Garen Prep Distinguished Alum. Standing next to you, I just felt, wow, you know, I'm amongst greatness, the things you have accomplished and what you are doing, changing the world one person at a time, how you are contributing to that. And your organization, Dreams for Kids, it's a non-for-profit. It's been around for how long? 25 years, is that right?
Yeah, 25 years this year. It's our 25th anniversary.
Well, it may come to be a shock to some, but you say that replacing charity with opportunity, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, well, I think we all know, deep down inside, I think all of us know that charity doesn't work. It's never worked, and charity is disempowering. So giving somebody a handout does not work, but giving somebody a hand up does work, and that's what we do. We reach the most isolated young people, and we give them a hand up. We remind them first that they have something to give. It's the lesson that I learned. It's a lesson that I learned when I felt the most isolated, that when I was shown by the great mentor of my life, Jesse White, our Secretary of State, he brought me into Cabrini Green, and I saw how I was at that time, I felt like such a victim because my own father had abandoned me, and I hadn't seen him, and I wasn't to see him for 40 years or to hear from him. And I was angry, and I was frustrated, and I felt so abandoned. I felt like a victim until I saw how young people were living in the projects of Cabrini Green. And I realized that I had something to give, and that's why we show the kids in Cabrini Green and across the neighborhoods in Chicago. We show them and introduce them to families that live in Kenya on $2 a day. And then they realize the water that they're drinking from the project they live in, they don't have to walk for 6 miles like 1 billion people have to do around the world just to survive every single day. So it's the great lessons that I learned, and it's the lessons that we continue to teach and to truly replace charity with that opportunity to give and to build your life on a foundation of generosity.
Well, how significant is the at-risk youth crisis in America?
Well,
you're right there. You're right in there.
Yeah, it's beyond belief. You know, it's more so than it's ever been in history. And last night, I mean, today is just it's frustrating and it's really sad for me. I mean, last night I spoke to a young person, that's a young guy in Vermont who I mentor, and it's one of the young people that I mentor. And he just found out yesterday that one of his closest friends died of a heroin overdose. And I don't know if your listeners know that heroin, especially in affluent communities, is rampant. And there's a reason for it. I mean, this young guy was abandoned. He was subject to the worst abuse, and that's abandonment. And what I would submit to everybody is that we are abandoning our young people in record numbers. And this young man was abandoned by his own family, and we are abandoning young people through the isolation of poverty. The young people in our city of Chicago, who even though they live less than a mile away, have never seen Lake Michigan, have never been to the museums, have never been downtown, and they have no sense that there's a possibility that they can even live a long life. Because as you know, just this past weekend, 16 people were killed and 82 were shot in our city.
That, right.
The reason why young people turn to heroin or to drugs or to guns or to bullying or to violence. It's because they have been abandoned, because they don't have a positive influence in their life, because they don't have two parents or maybe no parents, because they don't have a mentor in their life, because they have a rotten public education system, because they have been failed at so many different levels.
Yeah. Well, I get that. And so let me go back to your story, your personal story. You felt the abandonment of your father. And you mentioned Jesse White. Was he the one that stepped in for you? We see that what – I mean, I don't know. I know you went to Holy Cross High School, a good school. Were you about to – were you at a fork in the road? You had choices to make, and you met Jesse White? You talk about it in your book, too, Dream
Yeah, Christian. That was – for me, but Dolly, that was the scene of the crime. I mean, I was the opposite. I was the other kid in Holy Cross. You loved high school. I hated it. And here's the problem. A lot of kids that hate high school, and they hate it because they're stereotyped, they're bullied, there's cliques. It can be an awful time for a lot of young people. But if you are and there's an at-risk crisis that we really have to wrap our arms around. 25%. 24.9% of the young people in our country live in poverty. A greater percentage of young people in our country, the greatest percentage of at-risk young people, are affluent. They live in our most affluent areas, and they feel disconnected from their families. They feel under pressure to succeed. They feel like they're not being listened to. And in record numbers, they're turning to substance abuse, to suicide, anxiety, depression. And it is... it's something that all of us have an opportunity to do something about, and all of us should do something about. For me, it was Jesse White. It was my mother, because she was an extraordinary single parent. And what happened was I was 19 years old, and I was still this angry kid. And I had gotten out of high school mainly through the intervention of a couple of teachers and barely got into DePaul University. And when I was 19, I wanted to be a lawyer. But I was still that jerk in high school. And I would have grown up in just a few short years to be that lawyer that everyone hates, the one that would have dishonored the profession I'm in. And instead, one day at that law firm where I worked, Jesse White walked in. And I always share with people, and young people in particular, is never think there's anyone in this world who is more important than you are. There is nobody alive who is more important than you are. So say hello and have conversations and look for those people that will listen to you and to be a part of your life. He listened to me, and for 90 seconds, I felt importance, and he invited me into Cabrini Green. And when I realized in that visit that I wasn't a victim at all, I realized an adult cared about me who was a prominent person, and any adult that cares about any young person is a prominent person. So that's what I would implore your listeners to do, is everybody – take on what Jesse White takes on every day. He says this time and time again, that he cannot go to sleep at night without knowing that he has done at least one good thing for at least one good person every day, for at least one person every day. He cannot sleep at night unless he has done that. And he says it's usually many more than one person. Could you imagine, Dolly? Could you imagine if all of us lived by that creed? And what I'm asking everybody today is to go further than that. To volunteer your time, to be a mentor to one of these at-risk youth, to use your time at home, if you're homebound, through technology, to help a nonprofit, to give your money, if that's all you can give, but to do something, because if all of us did something, everything would change.
Well, very powerful. You are so right. And we need to hear that more often. But more importantly, we need to find groups like yours, Dream for Kids. And the book, by the way, is Tom Toohey. We're talking to Tom Toohey. He's the author of the critically acclaimed book, Dreams for Kids, the founder of Dreams for Kids. We need to be reminded of this every day. But we also need to put it out there. Hey, here's a number to call. Here's a group to get involved with. If people listening today want to get involved with Dreams for Kids or something like that, want to make a donation, you have a website, obviously, don't you? Dreamsforkids.com, I'm guessing that's what it is?
It, dreamsforkids.org.
Right?
.org,
there we go.
.org, so it's Dreams for, F-O-R, dreamsforkids.org. They can call us toll-free at 1-866 929-5454. And here's what I want to offer all of your listeners, too. And first, I want to shout out to all of our interns, and that's what college students can do. We have some amazing college students that are, a lot of them are crowded around a conference room table, and they're listening to your show right now. So I want to praise them for the contribution they're giving, because every single person's got something to give, and that's what they're giving. They're helping to recreate our organization this summer. So for anybody that wants to find their place within this crisis, that wants to help, in effect, end the violence for the next generation, to end bullying, to end the abandonment of youth, if you wish to do that, you can find a lot of those stories that will inspire you in my book. And I want to offer my book free to any one of your listeners. All they pay is shipping and handling if they contact us at info@dreamsforkids.org, or they can call us at 1-866-729-5454. And if you're an e-book reader, you read on Kindle, we'll give you a free Kindle version or any e-book version that you read on. So I really encourage people, if it's not Dreams for Kids, please, we've got to stop complaining and start giving. Whatever it is, find your place with a youth organization. Do what you're capable of doing and give what you're capable of giving. We all need to do something. And if we don't, we're in a whole lot of hurt.
Well said. It comes off of a deadly 4th of July weekend in Chicago. As you said, Tom, 82 shot, 14 killed. If that doesn't scream and shout at you to get off the chair, get off the couch, and make a difference in our youth's lives, this crisis in America that we have going on right now, and the epidemic of heroin, it just snowballs into so many problems. We really do have to make a difference ourselves. Can't rely on the government programs. Although I will say this morning I was reading in the paper, the DuPage County Board is now investing even more money in, especially with the heroin use on the rise in DuPage County, in educating our youth, targeting eighth graders and sophomores. I don't know why eighth grade and sophomore years. I'm not an expert, but, you know, any more help out there is definitely welcome. But those government groups and organizations are great. But I have to say, I'm so impressed with your program, and I loved your book, Dreams for Kids. Get the book, as Tom said. Wow, what a great offer. Get the free book and read it and be inspired and do your part to change your life and make a difference in this world. Now I'm starting to sound like Tom Chewy.
Hi.
Really.
That's
Tom.
Okay.
Really,
I think.
As you did when we were both up on that stage getting, you got the Davenport Award, I gave my little speech. It was nice, sat down, and then Tom gets up there, and it was just amazing, his story, especially the story about your mom. I have a soft part in my heart for your mom and mom, single moms out there, the hard work and what she put into you, even though you struggled through your high school years, she never gave up on you, it sounds like, and kept encouraging you even to start Dreams for Kids. So I was just so inspired by you, as were the entire class. The entire senior class stood up and gave Tom a standing ovation, and well-deserved. So, Tom, thanks for all you're doing, and keep it up. And you're always welcome to come on the show. Really, really honored to have you on the show, and really can't thank you enough for all you're doing and your life mission here. You're not just an attorney. You know, you are also, and, you know, being an attorney, how do you find the time to do this all? So that's just amazing in and of itself.
Well, I think
so. Thanks for all you're doing, Tom.
Well, you're welcome. And you know what? I find the time because it enriches my life and it continues to change my life. And I think that's why all of us can find the time, and you find the time. Look at the great things you're doing.
You're right.
Spreading this word right now.
Got it. Can find the time. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. You can definitely find the time. Even the busiest person is not that busy. We're not going to glorify busyness on this show. That's for sure. There's no excuses. You can, as Tom said, change the world, and it's one person at a time. That's it.
Absolutely. You know, and thanks. Thank you,
Tom,
for having me, Dolly. And I tell you, thank you
for
being part of one of the most special, well, it really was the most special day of my life, being back where it almost all fell apart. And I really
Well deserved, for sure. Oops, got some color in there. Well deserved, Tom. And I hope I hope our paths cross again, and stay in touch. You want to keep up with what Dreams for Kids is doing. keep us informed.
Thank you so much,
All
Dolly.
Right.
I will stay in touch, and you do the same.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Tuohy, the author of the critically acclaimed book, Dreams for Kids. Check out dreamsforkids.org. We'll be right back.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
2014 Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Festival is happening starting today, July 10th through Sunday. And today, it's only $8 to get in, and it includes carnival rides with that $8. You can't find a better deal than that. Moms and dads, head on out to Kankakee. It's only about an hour drive from Chicago. Grand entertainment on Friday and Saturday as well. Check it out, Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Festival. Causapalooza, the Dolly McCarthy Show, is a proud sponsor of Causapalooza. This is a family-friendly event featuring live music, summer barbecue, lunch, field day games, kids' activities, and more. Many of the iSupport community's charity partners will be in attendance with information on their causes, and proceeds will benefit iSupport community, whose mission is to increase giving and volunteerism in the community by connecting you to local charities. This event, Causapalooza, happens on Sunday, August 24th from 11:30 until 3:30, so make plans to head on over to the VFW Hall in Naperville. Tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for youth, and $5 for kids. You can purchase your tickets online at www.isupportcommunity.org. It's time now for some good inspiration. We're finally at the point in the show where we're getting that good inspiration. We got some great inspiration from Tom Tuohy, that's for sure. But this week, Michelle Lynn Gust tells us in our good inspiration segment why she doesn't iron her tablecloth when she's having a party. Okay, well, we're going to talk to her about this. It's not just about the creases, I'm guessing. So, Michelle, welcome to the show again.
Hi, Dolly.
Hey there. Are you on the road still?
I am. I'm in Washington,
still traveling?
D.C.
Oh, I love Washington, D.C. How's the weather there?
I have been out. Went out for a long walk this morning. It's sunny now, but I'm sure it's going to be hot and humid.
Yeah, it's very humid in Washington, D.C. Yeah, July in Washington, D.C. is so humid. I remember I was there in July, before 9/11, that's for sure. So let's talk about this your practice of not ironing your tablecloths. What's that all about?
Well, I thought this was
important. Aren't you afraid of what your...
No, well, that's
just it.
Aren't
you of what your friends will say?
That's just it. I learned not to be afraid of what they would say. And it goes back to not long after when I was married before and I was having one of my first parties. And I said to a friend of mine, I said, would Martha Stewart think it's okay if I used placemats instead of a tablecloth? And she thought that was just the funniest thing in the world. But after that, I have to tell you, I'm terrible at ironing. And so even if I iron a tablecloth, it still looks bad. And I decided, why am I worrying about this? I had a friend once tell me before a party, she said, really, you should clean your house after a party because nobody notices anyway, and it's going to get messy. And so what I learned from that was that it wasn't worth worrying about because, honestly, nobody – has ever, maybe they talk about me behind my back and I don't know it, but they really are more concerned with what happens around that table, what's on that table. And we get so caught up in the details about things. I mean, we believe things have to be perfect. I think about weddings too. We think that weddings have to be perfect. And what I always remember people saying is that nobody notices the things that don't go off like they're supposed to. And so we forget that the reason people are there, they're there to connect with us and not judge the details. And so I think that statement is true. Don't sweat the small stuff. And my challenge for today for people, for your listeners, is that we find ourselves worrying to let it go, to forget about it, because you'll realize later that it didn't matter. And if you worry, you're going to miss something. I spent all my time at a party worrying about the creases in my tablecloth, I would miss out on my own party.
Yeah, you would forget to be present. And as you
exactly.
said, people, they're not even noticing those things. I was the same way. I was cleaning my house, scrubbing the corners, the little boards on the side of the wall, you know, those, what do they call those, little kickboards?
The baseboards.
I was even dusting those things, the baseboards. I was even dusting
yes.
those things. Hanging up pictures, no one is going to care. All they care about is that
yes.
you're present. If you are worrying over the details, then you really, it shows to them that you're not really interested in them. You're more interested in showing off your house or impressing people.
Right. And really it's about being present with people. And the less we worry about that, the more we enjoy ourselves. And really, I don't know about you. I don't have any friends who are going to take the white glove test in my baseboards.
Yeah, and if you have a friend like that, you best get rid of her or him. Who knows? Well, it's good to remember the big picture, and that's what it is. The big picture is that life is short, and keep laughing and enjoy who's in front of you. And
absolutely.
And yeah, I love that. Don't worry about the creases in the tablecloth. And although in my case, you know, the creases are really wrinkles everywhere. I don't have like those folded lines because I've never even ironed it and put it away. I have take it out of the dryer and I roll it up and put it in the drawer. You know what? That's how I have been. And you know,
I take it out of the dryer and I fold it up and put it away. I don't even roll it up.
Too funny. Well, it was a great message today. I love it. I love that. Everybody,
Thank you
guys enjoying your summer out in Albuquerque,
yeah.
New Mexico?
Well, we haven't been in Albuquerque in 3 weeks, so we'll be back in Albuquerque. So actually, we'll be back for the show next week. We've got another week of our trip to go.
Oh, my goodness. So you won't be back next – did I hear you right? You won't be back next week in Albuquerque. You have one more week?
I will.
On the road?
I will. We'll be
wow.
back. We actually will be heading back to Albuquerque on Monday, and we'll be back Wednesday sometime. So when we do when you have your show next week, I will be calling from Albuquerque.
You will be buried in laundry calling me.
Probably, among mail and other things. I don't know what else, and maybe dog fur, too.
Oh, I bet the dogs miss you. Well, it's been great talking to you today. Great message. We love it. Thanks for our good inspirations today. And if you want to read more about Michelle and listen to her messages that bring hope to people, check out her website, www.inspiredbymichelle.com, or you can find her on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Dolly. Thank you.
See you next week. Well, and
Thank
on
you.
That note, you know, it's time to end the show. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't already done so, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. How else would you find out about all of these amazing guests that we have on the show? You are amazing. Thank you all so much for sending me messages on Facebook and ideas and guests. I really, truly am inspired by each and every one of you when you leave me a message or a tip or even some constructive criticism. I'm all about that. Love hearing from my listeners. Thank you all so much for listening. Have the best day of your life today. Thanks. Again, everybody, to my guest, Jeff Lanzi, for stopping in, and to Tom Tuohy, the author of Dreams for Kids, to Michelle Lynn Gust, and to Dustin Lynch, country singer Dustin Lynch, who we will be interviewing on camera this weekend at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest in Kankakee, Illinois. Get out there and enjoy yourselves. It's a great day. Thanks for listening. I'm Dolly McCarthy. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good.
I feel nice. That sugar is fine.